From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Police say two pedestrians have been killed in separate incidents on a two-mile stretch of I-70 near Columbia. Columbia Police says 35-year-old Jerry Martin of Florissant was killed Saturday when he was hit by a vehicle as he walked along the interstate. Police say the vehicle fled the scene and officials continued Saturday evening to search for the car and the driver. On Friday, police said another pedestrian was hit shortly before 1 a.m. by a semi-trailer and was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say the initial investigation indicates the Friday crash was not an accident. Police had not released more details of that crash or the name of the person killed by Saturday. A proposal in the Missouri legislature seeks to give convicted felons a second chance in pursuing a career. A House committee this week approved a law that would ease restrictions, like selling alcohol or lottery tickets, on convicted felons in the workplace. The measure has bipartisan support, and it has the backing of groups ranging from the ACLU of Missouri to the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. Senator Caleb Rowden is sponsoring the bill. He says being convicted of a felony should not automatically disqualify someone from an entry-level job, especially when they have served their time. The issue was brought to his attention by Columbia criminal defense attorney Jennifer Bukowski. She says the legislation would expand job opportunities for felons in Missouri from construction and fast food to something that could turn their lives around. A Columbia man has lost his lawsuit claiming Reese's didn't give him enough pieces. Dan Margulies reports.
It's a standard practice in the confectionery industry, underfilling or leaving empty space in candy boxes. But Robert Bratton thought he was being cheated, so he filed a class action lawsuit a couple of years ago. In dismissing the case, the judge said Bratton knew the boxes of Reese's Pieces and Whoppers had a lot of slack-filled space, to use the industry term, but he kept buying them. Therefore, he couldn't demonstrate he was injured. Bratton's class action lawsuit was among several filed in recent years over portion sizes. So far, at least, none appear to have resulted in a judgment for the plaintiffs. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
The Missouri Department of Mental Health is notifying 1,000 people that some personal information might have been mailed to an incorrect address. The department said in a statement Friday that the information released included only the names of survey participants, not medical or financial information. Mailing labels were printed incorrectly on survey questionnaires mailed in January. The department says it has corrected the error. Authorities have detained a juvenile in Centralia who they say had a gun and ammunition in a school. Superintendent Darren Ford says administrators at Centralia High School took a handgun and ammunition from the student's backpack Friday morning. The student was entering the school at the time. KRCG reports that school officials said they searched the student after other students reported the weapon and ammunition. Centralia police took the student into custody without incident. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.